The Sam LaPrade Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
So Derek Fage here from Rogers TV, filling in for Sam LaPrade. Sam off until May the 6th. So, of course, a lot of attention on Rolling Thunder, which rolls into town tomorrow. We'll continue updating you on that. Another topic that has come up relatively quickly, and I think some would say relatively mysteriously, perhaps secretively, is the Oseg Lansdowne Redevelopment 2.0, which will go to Fedco next Friday. Wanted to get some community reaction on Lansdowne Redevelopment 2.0. We are joined by the Lansdowne lead of the Glebe Community Association, Anthony Caricato. Anthony, welcome to the show. Great to have you here.
Hi, Derek. Thanks so much.
Wow. Is this unexpected, Anthony? I mean, I guess that's the first question.
So to be fair, council passed a motion last July to get this plan working and to, send staff off to work with OSIG to come back with a self-financing plan for the site and improve the public realm, look at the arena and the north side stands, et cetera.
Right.
And so over the last year, OSIG and the city have been working behind closed doors on their own, and the public has known very little about what was coming down the pipe until this week, when plans were made public yesterday by OSEG in the morning, and then city staff released their report in the evening. And the two are fairly similar. One's got a little bit more detail than the other. But
right.
Overall, there are still a ton of outstanding questions, which we're very concerned about.
So yeah, let's talk about some of those outstanding questions, Anthony. What are they?
Well, starting with transportation, I think anyone who's comes to the Glebe on the weekend when there's a 67th game or a Red Blacks game or any significant event at one of the facilities will tell you that it's a bit of a nightmare getting to and from Lansdowne. We don't have a transportation plan. We don't have rapid transit to bring people to and from. And that is strangely lacking from this plan, considering
right.
the city's, looking at adding significant amount of housing. They want a better fan experience, but they still haven't told us how they're going to get visitors to and from Lansdowne and what impacts that's going to have on the neighboring communities.
Interestingly, Anthony, the transportation one is a big one, right? As you said, as a group, as the Lansdowne lead, have you given any proposals, any solutions of, okay, let's say this is happening. Let's just assume this is happening because I think it's going to. What more needs to be done as far as public transportation? I mean, it's a very tight area in there. I don't know, other than bringing in more buses, what more can be done?
Yeah, we've been working with the City of Ottawa, OSEG, and the Glebe BIA to enhance the vibrancy of Lansdowne and improve the site overall, including
right.
transportation, for many years.
Yeah.
It's strange that we weren't brought more into the process here. I just think at this point, this is valuable city-owned public land.
Yep.
And the public hasn't been given a chance to weigh in. And we were, tabled a report yesterday, and Fedco, the members of council, are being asked to approve this next week. So one big question, obviously, is what's the rush?
Right.
We have an election coming up in just a few months where candidates and mayoral candidates, I'm sure, will be out talking about Lansdowne and how we can revitalize that site. Rather than approve a plan in principle, which is where we thought things were going, council's being asked to approve a plan next week in 7 short days that would see construction begin on a new event center and arena in November, mere weeks.
That's quite convenient, isn't it? Yeah.
So even if a future council wanted to revisit those plans, it would, already be too late. And so I just feel the residents here are being shortchanged in opportunity to have a public discussion about public land.
Anthony, do you think that's purposely being done?
Well, I think...
You know, the timing, you know,
not,
I mean?
Sure, sure. I mean, I'm not alone. Like, the the residents in the Glebe, but certainly across the city, care a lot about this site. And that's why we're all involved, and that's why we're so concerned. I mean, I've said it before, it's valuable city-owned land. It's got beautiful heritage buildings like the Aberdeen Pavilion, which is a National Historic Site, as you're aware. It's just the urban park has become even more so during COVID, a refuge for the residents in our neighborhood, you know.
Yeah.
And so any reduction of size of that urban park is a concern. And if we shift towards the housing proposals, which is, you know, how the city is saying that they can offer this at no cost to the taxpayer.
Yeah, what are they calling it? Tax neutral, I guess they're calling it, right?
Yeah. Some, you know, discredited accounting scheme called, you know, tax incremental financing. And selling the air rights in perpetuity, because once those towers are built, it's hard to believe they're going to come down. So 1,200 units, you know, certainly Lansdowne can accommodate additional housing, and we've worked very closely with the city to help them achieve those housing objectives and where we could see increased density, again, with a transportation plan. But, you know, at this point, again, we just have way too many questions. Is that the right number? Is it the right form of housing that Ottawa needs right now to fix some of our housing problems, especially affordable housing?
Yeah, and what are they promising? Deeply. What, 10% will be affordable housing? And what do they consider affordable? That would be my question as well.
It's 80% at market value today in the Glebe. So, you know, $1,800 or $2,000 a month, which I think a lot of listeners would agree isn't very affordable. We're calling for much more, a deeply affordable housing. And given it's public land, the city really does have an opportunity to use that leverage when selling air rights or, you know, working with developers to compel them. And that's rare at the moment. So I think we need to see significantly more than 120 units at 80% of current market value, and we need to look at where those buildings fit in on the site and overall how we're going to get those new residents to and from, and are we even providing them a livable place if we're reducing the amount of green space around there. Sure, they'll have a lot of amenities within walking distance, and that's something we support.
Yeah.
But, you know, parking is an issue already in the neighborhood, so we'd be, you know, interested to know how less parking, or I think it's just over half of the proposed units will have a parking spot. So overall, there's just so many questions at this point. We don't understand the rush. We want a public discussion about this across the city. We think it's valuable city-owned land that deserves broad public consultation and input. We have a municipal election coming up in just a few months, and that would be the perfect opportunity to have this conversation and then decide afterwards. So we'll be calling on council to receive this report for information as a check-in following the motion last year. Revitalizing Lansdowne is super important to the city. We got to get it right. Less than 10 years ago that the first iteration of the redevelopment took place. Already we're going back to the drawing board. So it's important that we do get it right. And I think the way we get that right is with more public discussion about this valuable city-owned land.
Yeah, and Anthony, I really respect, and I think many of our listeners do, the way that you're tackling the situation as well, with an understanding as a group that, you know, this is, you know, some things need to happen. Revitalization certainly needs to happen. You know, we look at the rest of the infrastructure when it comes to the Civic Center and the stands, the north side stands. You know, there's no doubt something needs to happen, but as you said, the lack of consultation, I think, is disturbing to many. Anthony, really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Derek. Anytime.
All right. That's Anthony Caracato, Lansdowne lead with the Glebe Community Association. We've got your news coming up next. This is Derek Fage filling in for Sam LaPrade right here on City News.
Sam LaPrade will be right back on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.